Okay. The topic for today is Ayin Hara. The Gemara here in the Beis on Beis speaks about the reality of a person looking at Stech Avero, and Rashi understands that's referring to Ayin Hara. So I wanted to discuss this topic. It's usually not a discussion, a lumdish discussion, but I think there is some lumdus here. Lichtenstein is a solid assessment for the Rav. Quoted that the Rav said that he likes finding lumdus in things that don't seem to have any lumdus in them. Says v'chinas hatzmotzi ma'ayim mitzura chalamish. So, following in that footstep, in those footsteps, we'd like to try to understand a little bit how Ayin Hara works. But before then, I just wanted to mention the topic, how it's found in Chazal. So, if you hear, see the first makor, but we see it Kuf Zayin or Beis, the Gemara tells us that Ayin Hara is a very lethal type of thing. V'heisir Hashem imcha kol choli, marav zu'ayin. Rav lo taimi, the Rav salik leve kivri, Rav went to a graveyard. Avad, my avad, Omar tishin v'tisha b'ayin ra, v'echav derech eretz. 99 out of 100 people die because of ayin hara. So it seems to be pretty dangerous. It's not surprising, therefore, the Gemara says about Basra, later on, kuf yuches, that a person should be careful. You have to be careful because it's a dangerous reality. And the Gemara tells us in Brachos Nun Hei that people would daven to be spared from Ayin Hara. Haimanda Ayla Masa V'dachim Ayin Bisha, if you're afraid of Ayin Hara, Linkot Zakfa Diyada Diyamina V'yada Dismola, Zakfa Diyada Smola V'yada Diyamina, V'lema Hachi, Ana Ploni V'apoli Mizar Diyosef. Because, you know, I'm from Yosef's children, or descendants, to lo Shalta Ba'ayin Abisha, Shnevar Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Ali Ayin, Antekri Ali Ayin Ela Ole Ayin. Yosef, you know, was above the Ayin Hara, and say that we were descendants of Yosef, we'll be spared from Ayin Hara. So the Ayin Hara is dangerous, A, and B, we have to be careful, and C, we should daven to try to spare ourselves from the Ayin Hara. In fact, in the Birkas HaShachar, in the Nusach of the Idat HaMizrach, after the brachas we say in the morning, we have a Hiratzon, which we also say, Eshetasileinu Hayom V'chol Yom. So they have a girsa mipegara mi ayin har. They daven, they should be saved from ayin har. And this has halachic ramifications. So if you look at the Gemara Mamtzia, lafta amir awad aleph, the Gemara is speaking about dinei aveda, a person finds a shawl, and the halacha is that you're supposed to air out the shawl. Apparently, if you don't air it out, it could be detrimental. It's not healthy for the, it's not good for the upkeep of the shawl. So the Gemara says, lo yishchitena al gavi mita, Algave mago, you shouldn't like try to, you know, use it for your own needs. Only do it in a way that you're not using it. You can't use the Veda, you're a Shomer of Veda. But for its own sake, not like you want to cover your sofa. That would be inappropriate. You're Shomer of Veda. But if you just spread it out once in a while for its own sake, that's mutter. It's not even mutter, it's a chiyuv. If you have guests over, you can't have it out. People shouldn't see it. Why not? So the Gemara, shiny house and the mikla kalila, because then you're going to destroy it. Imishum ina, imishum ganvi. So there are two reasons given why you shouldn't spread it out, even for its own sake, when they're guests. The second reason is ganvi. People might see it. It's a nice shawl. They make up to steal it. And that's what the Rambam brings down the halacha. But the first reason brought in the Gemara is mishum eina. That there's Ayin Hara, they're going to say, ooh, wow, you have a nice shawl. It'll be Ayin Hara, it might ruin this this shawl. And likewise, as I mentioned, the Gemara here in Vavasra, the Fez and the Bez, Hezek Rilash Mehezek, says the Gemara, Tashma Lachin Begina, Gina Shaini, Kid of Avad, Amar of Abba, Amar of Huna, Amar of Arab, Osra, Adam, Lamad, Bestay, Kavero, Bishashihi, Omedes, Mekomo, Sel. You can't look at your friend's field when, you know, the produce is growing. Says Rashi, Shuli Ezikenu Be'ayin Ra. So you have a concept of Ayin Ra that's brought down the halacha in two applications. The first is Shomer Aveda. Again, there the Rambam omits it. But here, here too the Rambam doesn't bring that exactly. We'll see later. But you have this idea of Ayin Ra. The Ramban, later in Rav Basra, has the following statement: Vehu Adin. So the Raman is speaking about Hezekriah, And the Raman says it's either Mishum Ayin Ra, or Lishna Bisha, or Tzniusa. So Tzniusa is something that we obviously intuitively understand. People, you know, do private things, certainly in their bayis, even in their chatzer. And therefore, there is a concept of Tzniusa. The Raman also brings down Ayin Ra for Hezekri, which actually seems to be against the Pashas Har Gemara, because the Har Gemara seems to say, as I just said, if Hezek Ria is Lashme Hezek, then there's still an Inyan not to look at a person sudden. Right? So, I thought the implication is that Hezek Ria is not Mishum Ayin Ra. And you guys have to Pashas the Gemara? Unless this is only Laman Damar Lashme Hezek. I mean, it could be Laman Amar Shmei Hezek, really, it's also Ayin Ra. It's just called Laman Shmei Hezek, so there's, so it doesn't apply here. Well, I'm not sure why. It would only apply in the Sada. Well, the Raman is quoting by Hezek Ria, Ayin Ra. The Gemara says, yeah, Hezek Ria is one thing. Even if it's Laman Shmei Hezek, there's still Ayin Ra. Sounds like Hezek Ria is not Ayin Ra.
I think what you can say is that there's something in the Gina, there's something more tangible that the Ayin Ra is being Nazik. But
you see the Chassid, you see his quotes.
Right, but in the Chatzir, since Ayin Ra is like inherently less tangible, that's why I feel like subject to the debate. Whether we force him, there's potential Ayin Ra, let's say if you see him doing his business dealings, maybe that will be an Ayin Ra.
Right.
But no, it's not a given that, it's not like a where.
But if he has his bike in his chatzar, so he has like a really fancy turn bike, so that's not an Ayin Ra, it's only if you see his business. Again, we don't really understand his work, but I just, the Ha'ara I want to make is that it's interesting the Ramban revives Ayin Ra in Hezek Ria, meaning, because the Gemara by us seems to say if it's Lashmei Hezek, there's still Ayin Ra. So it's Ha'ara. I hear where you're going. I'm not 100% sure. We don't understand these concepts, so it's harder for us to, you know, find. That's part of the challenge. That's why I thought it would make sense to try to analyze this a little bit. Just before we do, I want to just quote a number of examples where this concept Ayin Ra is brought down in the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim. So, for example, in source number 9, this Halacha is brought down. It's brought down the halach. And in Orach Chaim in Hilchos Kriyas Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says two brothers can get an aliyah zachar zeh. So it sounds like it's still mutter, but it's something you shouldn't do in minichin because of ayin hara. And likewise in Evan Ezer, two chasanim getting the bracha together. We're getting in the mood of Tashlich already. Simon Kuf Tafkuf Pe Gimel. The Mishnah says, "V'tov l'makom sheyesh bo dogim chayim." We should do Tashlich with our fish. The Simon shall tish l'banu ayin hara v'nifra v'nir bekadogim, which of course has a whole halachic discussion about feeding the animals, feeding the fish on Shabbos and Tircha, v'chulei. But the Mishnah brings down this idea of Ayin Hara as being an ideal of using a place, a pool of water that has live fish in it. It as a siman shel tishba Ayin Hara. Likewise, we are familiar with the minhag the yiskar that people who have both parents alive leave the shul. It says it's Eliezer, name of earlier poskim. Lefish Hakol Omrim Yiskar Oskim B'Davar. Zeh the Ilo Hayu Shoskim Aminu B'Brachos Chaygam Nashloyu Hakol Oskim V'Ksas Yishachos Ayin Hara Chaygam. So Eliezer says again from earlier poskim that you leave the shul because of Ayin Hara. And lastly, the minhag of breaking a glass at the chasna. So we're familiar with the idea of Zeichar L'Chorban. But the Stechavit quotes from the Sefer Zachar Avram Eskor that the minag is to break a glass, betray timing. There are two reasons. Zecher l'chorban, which we're familiar with, umishum ayin hara. So this concept of ayin hara is well established in Chazal, and it has halachic ramifications. But I want to understand a little bit, as much as we can, how this really works. So I think there are two approaches in the Mepharshim. One approach is to say that the ri'ya itself is mazik. You look, you kind of zap with your eyes. Now, I would have thought this is more like a Kabbalistic approach, sort of koach and stachlus. But it's interesting that some of the Rishonim who were super rationalists, like the Ralbag, the beginning of Kisisa, and the, you know, the Akedas Yitzchak, and the Avraham Avinu, they're all quoting this idea that you look at it and you zap it. So for example, Hine Matzanu, source number 15 in the Ralbag, Mispar Siba Zanegev. If you count the Jews, you don't use a half a shekel. If you count them, it's called Kasa Ayin Hara. Yidim Eshiyeze Inyan Shav El Ayin Hara. Asiva Beheze Kanim Sabol Afi Masha Echshov, Ki Kfar Yitochu Veyetsu Me Ayin Ktas Edim Vhamutarim Asher Yidche Atev. So your eye, you know, gets rid of the extra steam. The Elu HaEdim, this steam, Yitachin Sheam Misuk Ktas Anashim, they can kill people. Yosam Arsiim, they're poisonous. So the Rabbah and others view it as like you're zapping somebody. Rabbi Benarsh pointed out to me that in those times they believed that when you look, you know, we kind of understand that there's a reflection. Your eyes are reflecting, the light reflects, and your eyes are collate the light. But apparently then they believed that physiologically to see you kind of zap outwards. So if you're zapping outwards, so that it's not so far, you know, logically to conclude that you can zap out bad things and hurt people with your ri'iyah. The Maharal has a similar formulation, a little sharper. Yadua ki ayin hara yesh bakoch ishi soreif. When you look at things, you burn them up. U'mekabel adam hezek min amazik asher yesh bakoch ishi soreif. Ki ayin hazeh soreif kmo eish shehu soreif. So it's a very direct type of hezek. And the Chazon Ish, source number 17, also claims this is something physical. Misodos habria ki adam v'machshavta hu minia gormi ministarim ba'olam hamasa v'machshavta akala tucha l'shamish gorim l'heres v'churban shel geshamim mutzakim. Person, part of the way Hashem created the world is a person can look and destroy things. V'hashem in adam ispali mamsius mutzakas. If you're very impressed with something, mabidim es mutziusu b'sakan. Koma koma kolof b'yidei shemayim. Says don't worry, Hashem can protect you. If anyway the person is supposed to be punished, so that his takus could bring on the punishment. So this is one approach. Again, the question is, how does ayin hara work? So one approach is that it's the histaklus. Either histaklus, you know, kabbalistically, or histaklus, you know, physically, based on their understanding of how, you know, sight works. But I thought that there might be a different understanding. Well, I would call a more national, you know, a more modern national understanding of ayin hara. If you look here at the Medrash Tanchuma, Haluchos Rishonos Al Shenosnu B'Pumbi Lefikach Shalto Ben Ayin Hara. The first luchos were given publicly. There was ayin hara, nishtavu. V'kan amar leKadosh Baruch Hu, ein lecha yafe min hatznius. Ein lecha yafe min hatznius. So it could be ayin hara doesn't work through the istaklus per se, but maybe the istaklus causes something else. What does the istaklus cause? So there are different ways of formulating this. It seems like the istaklus might cause, let's say, jealousy. I see this guy, you know, he is driving a Corvette, he's driving a Ferrari. So I'm jealous. And therefore, since I'm jealous, maybe that's going to be ma'orer din shamayim. Or if I'm jealous, maybe I'm going to curse him. Or if I'm jealous, maybe, you know, something's going to happen. So again, he doesn't actually say jealousy, he just says tznius. There's pumbi, you know, which is ayin hara, and there's tznius, but has no ayin hara. So if you look here, for example, the Kli Yakar, Parashas Balak, things that are perfect are susceptible to ayin hara. Lishlat ba al yedei shiyavarech re'eu b'kol gadol v'yisapi b'shvacho b'kol ram v'yishmu kol ha'umos v'yiskanu b'hem. It speaks about jealousy. You know, Bilam is going to say how great the Jews are. They'll be jealous. V'yishnisu b'hem ayin hara. Al yedei ze klal ha'tekashivla. So he doesn't actually say how the ayin hara goes in. Again, one understanding. So let's put on the board here. There's histaklus, and then there's al yedei histaklus. You know, something happens. So either, you know, you're ma'orer din shanayim, think this is the most rational approach. I see this guy, he won the lottery. And I see he gave $12 to charity. So Hashem says, ooh, he won the lottery, gave $12 to charity. He should be punished. Or he said, he won the lottery. I'm jealous. I'm jealous, so I hate him. I curse him. I mean, this actually say that if you look at the Kli Yakar, like these are klala techashev lo. In the context there, Bilam actually curses the Jewish people. So Bilam says they're so wonderful, and then he tried to curse, and he wasn't successful. That was, you know, Hashem arranged that. But naturally, a curse could come. So it could be more than Shemayim, could be just a simple klala. And how klala works has to be analyzed also. If you look at the Michna Meliyahu, Amru Chazal, the Erevin Kimishan is Ashir, Tzarek Lassus Mitzvah Vamona. A person becomes wealthy, he should write to a mitzvah. Leval Tishlop Lain Hara. Od become Kamos Midaber Ein Hara. Val Mahuze, what is Ein Hara? Vik Fi Hadvari Mahain Baro, Kiv Emes, Zesha Mekane Chavera Haru Mishayev, Beatzmo, Bitsaro, Zemashakosu of Rekev, Atzmo, Kina. So if you're Mekane, you cause yourself problems. So the way he sees it, it's like onesh al kinas chaveru. I mean, it's a chiddush. The fellow is jealous. That's your problem. He's jealous. The way he presents it is that since he's jealous, so I'm going to be punished. So I'm not exactly sure what he means. It could be what he means. It's like a punishment for gaiva. That I feel very proud that I have a Ferrari. He's jealous, but I'm proud. And as a punishment for my gaiva, he doesn't formulate that way, but that's, I think, maybe a different way of formulating it. So we have two approaches here. What exactly is going on here? Is it the histakos per se, either physical histakos or Kabbalistic, let's say? You know, I mean, again, I think it's certainly physical, but is it just that the physical histakos causes it, or that there's some Kabbalistic mechanism? Or is it through the histakos something happens, or the Shemayim, it causes the person to feel jealous and I'm punished because of his jealousy, or for my gaiva, or will he call it, maybe curse me, something like that. I should mention that in Tanakh, we have the words Ayin Ra a number of places, in last week's parasha, right? In the Tochacha, a woman is going to teira ina, she'll be stingy. So in Tanakh, it's also in Mishle, Ayin Tova is a person who is generous, and a person who is Ayin Ra is stingy. And likewise in Chazal, in the Mishnayis, in Pirkei Avos, the Gemara in Sota, Ayin Tova is a person who has a more positive outlook, and Ayin Ra is a person who has a negative outlook. Talmidei Shaul Pilim, Ayin Ra, the way some understand it is that he's always looking for chisronos, which is kind of similar to what the way the Torah uses, the Tanakh uses the term. If a person is generous, he's Ayin Tova. And that way, he's also generous in his way, in the way he perceives the reality. A person who is stingy, you know, also will perceive reality, you know, in a more critical, negative light. So this usage, both in Tanakh and Chazal, I think fits better with the second approach. Meaning, it's not that you physically look and that causes the nezek, either Kabbalistically or just, you know, naturally. Rather, through the histaklos, so you're going to have a din shamayim. Because if I'm stingy, and if I, you know, I'm negative, so I see the guy, and he said, oh, he's so wealthy, he didn't give any charity. That's a negative outlook. You know, I'm stingy in my way I sum him up, and I have a negative approach to him. And mela, it's more din shamayim, etc. So I think that might fit better. Not necessarily it has to fit that way, but although it's interesting, Rashi in a couple places speaks about how, you know, Hagar looked and she was like matil ayin hara, hitil ba ayin hara, which I think might fit more with the first approach. Like it's something you actually, you know, it says that by Bilam bikesh lahachnis v'em ayin hara, lahachnis v'em ayin hara. It's a little harder, you know. So I think just be gadol, this might fit more with the way Tanakh and Mishnayos used the term. And in some of the Rishonim, it sounds like Etzem Yistak was rashing a number of places, a hito bayin har. It sounds a little more like the Yistak. So just briefly, a couple of nafkaminas to this question. First, is how do you look at this type of hezek? You know, you're standing by the gina, the sada of chavero, and you look at his tzvua, shas kolos, standing. So what type of level of hezek is that? So the Levush writes, she'osu ozma ha'asak l'chotzer chaviru mishum t'shalit ein abisha, fine, u'mazik bi'adaimu t'giri delay, which is a pretty extreme formulation. There is a question b'chlal by, you know, hezekria, is that giri delay? That's the machlokas rishonim. But I think, I would think that, you know, this is a question of, let's say, maisa or grom. How do we look at this type of hazard? Is it giri delay? Is it maisa v'adayim? So if it's yistaklos, I can begin to think in the maisa terms. You're looking. You're mamash causing. Even then, it's a bit of a stretch. But you can say, no, you're zapping him. You're zapping him. Okay, giri delay. But if it's through the yistaklos, it's more than shamayim. If through the yistaklos, it causes jealousy and punishment of the jealousy, then lechora, it would certainly be grom. Okay? Another nafkamina. How do you stop ayin hara? So if you look here in the Ben Ish Chai, he says, "V'isa v'gemara quotes the Gemara brachos we saw already. Linatzal v'ayin hara abba pitom yomar ana mizar di Yosef kasinan bin parak Yosef in forat ali ayin." It's funny. I have a Sephardi neighbor, old woman. So we had a child a couple of years ago. So she came by. And she says, "Eze yoz mechwar, ben porat Yosef, eze yoz mechwar." So it like, took me like 30 seconds to understand what she was saying, but she didn't want to say the child is beautiful. She said, "Oh, he's so ugly, ben porat Yosef." So that's how they, so in Ashkenazi, you know, we usually say, ken ayin hara, which means, believe, kein ayin hara, without an ayin hara. But then he quotes the chida, "Vagon chida kasav mina ka olim, ha olam lomar chamsha, or chamsa." So, ever seen Sephardi homes? You have this thing called a chamsa. It looks like a hand. If you ever go to Tzfat, all the doorposts are painted blue. Different minhagim to get rid of the ayin hara. So, I was just thinking, how do you get rid of the ayin hara? So, derech. So we have two approaches. One approach is to say something. You're going to either say Knai Nahara, or you're going to say Ben Purat Yosef, or you're going to do something. You're going to paint, you know, the doorpost blue. You're going to put a picture of a Kamsa. Kamsa. Again, I'm not sure if this is, you know, it's hard to have lomdus in these minhagim. I'm not even sure. Some of these minhagim some of the posting are against. You know, people are the red bindle, so there's a sefta that says you shouldn't do that. So people still do it today, and some folks would say it's Tachay Amori, Chol Pavasham. But Lamaisa, I think some of these Minhagim are pretty well established. It's hard to imagine the Chida brings it down that it's Tachay Amori. So, you know, you have this Chamsa in your house. That's one approach, or you have Ben Korat Yosef. So, what do you tie them? Do you think there's a connection, maybe in terms of how it works? In terms.
So it might, even within them, it might depend on like what is happening, but the more mice-oriented, the more something physical.
Oh, that's what I was thinking also. If you see stakos, so you don't want them to look at it, to have that stakos. So put, you know, kachol, or put chamsa, right? You stop the stakos. But if it's something in Shemayim, so I daven. You know, I daven, I say, Ben Porat Yosef, or I say, you know, Bli Ayin Hara, because it's something that, you know, I say, wow, he made $1 million, Bli Ayin Hara. So I stop the Din Shamayim from taking effect, or I stop my own feelings of jealousy, if that's how it works. You know, I say, I'm not jealous, you made $1 million, Bli Ayin Hara, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. It's a mile, let's be happy for other people, happy for their success. It's not natural for everybody. Okay. If you're not sure, you agree, or?
Yeah, before even those who hold that there is an ayin hara in the stakos, they also agree that, you know, they're going to do both.
Right. In fact, that was the minhag, to do both. They would also have a chamsa. That's what I was suggesting. Famous tshuva of Moshe, how far do you have to be choshev? Ha, kama, sarik lachosh. Who gets married? since about 6 months later, Baruch Hashem, his wife is expecting. So should he tell people, or should he not tell people? There are Hasidim who never take family pictures. Mamash. If you don't have a family picture, it's Ein Hara. And you know, maybe you have family pictures on their wall, in their den, whatever. Beautiful day. No, you don't want to have Ein Hara. So how far do you have to be Choshesh? So the Rosh writes, in Ein Hara vada yish lochem shaval ein lahakbir harbik, yidvarim ke'ele, klal mantel kopi lakaptina and bahadi. So this is a Gemara Pesachim, we'll see in a second. If you're not makbid on Shadim, they'll leave you alone. So too the Ein Hara. If you're not makbid, it won't be a problem. Kamatzina bezugos Pesachim. Aval eini roe bezeh she'isha tzeira she'kiderach olam lis'abe she'yashayach Ein Hara. In makbid, it's normal that a woman becomes pregnant. V'davar v'divir rama me'iri v'adi lo yiflugu ala Gemara b'dvarim she'choshin Ein Hara. So apparently the questioner wondered if the Rambam would agree, so he thinks the Rambam would agree. But he says, "Ein lahakbid." The gam rak medaver shelo matzui lefi derech olam shayach lochu v'lo dvarim mitzuyim. Things that are normal and natural, there's no ein hara. So the question is how that works out in terms of the lomdus. So what do you think?
If it's, you know, maybe if it's more of a abstract type of thing.
Right.
So then it's like Zugos or something like that. Not to be kosher for.
Oh yeah, that's what you want to say? If it's abstract, then it has to be kosher. But if it's hystakos, it should be kosher regardless.
No, meaning if it's hystakos, I'm saying like more abstract.
So you're saying, just like the works against Zugos, Mad L'chayish, L'chapin, Mad L'chapin, whatever. So Mamela, here too, L'tzai, that's what I want to tell you. L'tzai, L'chush, then we have precedent by Zugos. Where if it's a question of here actually makes, I think, make a difference if we're dealing with, you know, Oridin Shemaim. It's not the fact that a woman becomes pregnant, that's a normal thing. So Mamela also, But if it's a question of jealousy, at the end of the day, if a person's jealous, he's jealous. You know, so a person is having infertility, and his friend gets married, and now his wife is expecting. So he's jealous. So maybe Taka, there won't be Ein Hara. You know, it could be that possibly. Ulai. Ulai. Tzarech Lachush, again, if it's a question of jealousy. That's just... The... Loin in Moshe that the Gemara Pesachim says that man de lo kapi lo kaptina, and that's the Gemara Pesachim, source number 24. Called the milsa, called the kapi, kapti ba'day, called the lo kapi, lo kapti ba'day, we lemecha shemavai. So Rav Ovadia in a tshuva quotes that Gemara. He says, Mistabret, ayin hara nami nismai tzanezeh. There's no, just like we don't have shadim, we also don't have ayin hara. Ayin ram tzia, rav salik, lebe kivri, avad, by the avad, amar, 99 by Einhara of Echad v'derech Eretz. Ein mitosis. Uvur de az haisa shlitas Einhara b'chol tokev. Apparently, in the time of Rav, Einhara was very strong. After the ina ach shur dare lahai milsa vitam ki asitra acha yonekas min kedusha. So he has a whole explanation. The zelu mazeh. If there's less kedusha, maybe there's also less sitra acha. Vitokev kedusha sirishonim haisa sitra acha tekif v'yosef. Mashenkim zanezeh ki talonu ma'od ve'en lanu esak v'nisaros. So again, similarly, you're not choshesh. So maybe just like you're not choshesh for shading, you're not choshesh for this type of Kabbalistic idea. Whereas if it's through the stakos something else happens, it could be today and then people are still have jealousy. Jealousy still exists. Mamela, maybe, or even Aryan Shemayim still exists. At the end of the day, you know, if it works in the fact that the guy won the lottery and he gave $12 to charity, so that could still create a heavenly punishment for such an individual, potentially. It's more, you know, rational in terms of or the Shemayim or jealousy, or even Klala, potentially, if there's something to see him. I should mention, famous Shu's Rambam, you know, where he, it's a question of how he learned the Sugya, but the Rambam seems to write, there's a fundamental difference between, you know, Hezek Riya and this Ein Hara in the Sada. Seeing the person in his home, in his chatzer, where he's doing private things, that's certainly hezek. So again, it's a question how the Rambam learned the sugya, but the Rambam understands it as chasidus. Again, you saw the tshuva for Moshe before. The Rambam says, "Dorhan Arama Meiri Vade Lo Yiflugu Al Gemara B'Tvarim Shechoshin La Inhar." Question: how that adds up? Is it true that the Rambam really buys those things, or does he reject them? The only reason I'm bringing the Rambam here is because it's interesting that Ravadia says, "Okay, in those times it existed, but we don't have to be choshish for it." The Rambam seems to be saying the whole thing is merely the chasidus, which also would be an explanation why today we wouldn't be necessarily so careful with it. But he's, I think, understanding that even then it was that, not that it was time to change, but from the get-go it was like that. And lastly, the question of Ein Hara to yourself: can you give yourself an Ein Hara? So there's an interesting
question. Pastor Rambam is saying that the chasidus is to not look at Kamas Chavero, because you might, there's a difference in Riyah itself, and let's say the Rambam is taking like the other Sadim.
Uh-huh.
So if the Rambam is not assuming there's any problem, inherent problem for Riyah itself, then it's possible it's not happening. It's possible the guy will be jealous, it's possible the guy won't be jealous. You know what I'm saying? So the Hasidus can be, it's not Hasidus
you're saying,
to be Masiv Ayin Ra, it's Hasidus to not look at things that you might come to.
Looking won't necessarily make you jealous. Maybe you'll look and you won't be jealous. You'll be happy for it, but you might become jealous. But if you're talking jealous, then right away that's taka osur ikradin.
Right.
Possibly, yeah. Okay, that's a different way of reading the Rambam. I'm not sure if you look there, because he was asked by the Chachme Neil. Yeah, so would that answer the question? He was asked to see there the truth, see if that read works, but potentially. Just to conclude, there's a fascinating Tosfos read about Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama quotes the pasuk in Eicha, "Eini ola l'nafshi mikol benos iri." Says the Tosfos read, "Perush hay ola milashan alilos tvarim. Hachi gamar eini ola l'atzmo ba'ain hara. I caused myself ain hara mikol yoser mima benos iri. Shani ba'atzmi samti bi ain hara. Mirov tova sheisi roa l'atzmi yoser mima sheifnisi bi ain hara kol benos iri." Ein ra shabi shalta bi v'likisi v'chasarti kol osa tova. So the Rid says that the pshat of the pasuk is that I caused myself an ein hara, which I think is a very interesting idea. How can you cause yourself an ein hara? So if it's a question of looking, you're going to zap yourself. You're not going to shoot yourself in the foot. Meaning, it doesn't seem to be make sense that you looking is going to cause yourself an ein hara. You're not trying to hurt yourself. And if the question of jealousy also wouldn't make sense. You're not jealous of yourself or klala. If it's a question of Ori Din Shamayim, I won the lottery. I won the lottery and I gave $10 to charity. So if I say that, I came to Ori Din Shamayim. So the only way to understand the Tosfos Rid, that you can give yourself an Ayin Hara, is if you take this approach, that the Histaklus is Ori Din Shamayim, and then even your own Histaklus and your own speaking about how great and how wonderful you are and how nonetheless you're not fulfilling your obligations, that potentially could cause an Ein Hara. Or Gaiva, if you like, meaning it's connected to Gaiva. It could be also Gaiva. Either way, what we have here are two different approaches to how to look at the concept of Ein Hara. Is it the Etzem Histaklus, either physically or Kabbalistically, Mazik? Or no, the Histaklus causes something else. It causes Ori Din Shamayim, it causes jealousy, it causes them to curse you, etc. And we have discussed a couple of nafkaminas to this question. The Seder.